This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's get to Jahan Dotson. I caught up with him at training camp. He had a disappointing year last year. Not White Sox bad, but it wasn't good. And he knows that. He's trying to make amends, and he wants to make sure that last year is the outlier in his career. It's not a regression that becomes the norm. As a rookie, he looked like he was on his way to stardom. There were some silly geese in this town. One of them is a portly bearded fellow with two thumbs who's talking to you right now, who said he was going to go out and catch 70 balls and go for 1,000 yards as a sophomore. And then Jahan Dotson didn't do that. He got really close, though. It wasn't 70 catches. Like, not 70. It was 49. And it wasn't 1,000 yards. It was close. It was 518. But the point is, not that I was so wrong, the loudest, wrongest I've been on anything in a long time, but that Jahan Dotson dropped passes. He just didn't look like he was as involved as he should have been by way of Eric Bieniemy. Sam Howell didn't make him a priority, but when he got his shots, he didn't really excel. I still believe in the player. I've lowered my ceiling for him. I've lowered my bar for what he's eventually going to be, but I think he can help them. He's still an outstanding slot player who could be a decent number two, and he's a critical player for Jaden Daniels' development. You've got McLaurin, who's a steady Eddie contributor. You know he's going to play like a number one. You need more weapons to help elevate your kid QB. Dotson's the next guy in line. This was my convo with him on how training camp has gone so far.
How do you feel about the tone and the tempo?
Yeah, it's been really cool getting to know the offense, getting to learn the ins and outs of the offense, and being able to execute at a high level out here. Really looking forward to going against the Jets in this joint practice and competing against a different face. It's going to be awesome.
How do you compare the joint practice to the game in terms of effectiveness and helpfulness to you as a player?
Yeah, I mean, it's just a competitive thing at the end of the day, getting to go against a new face, especially early in the season like this where everything is almost brand new. But, you know, you're feeling it out. It's fun, honestly. It's fun just to compete and go at it with guys.
I'm fired up for you to just get a fresh start this year and get this thing rolling again, right?
Yeah.
When you look back at last year, I don't know if you do, how often you do, what are your thoughts? And then coming into this season, how different is everything for you kind of taking flight again?
Yeah, it's a lot different. It's almost like night and day last year to this year. It's something that I won't forget because it wasn't my standard. I didn't live up to my standard, the ability that I know I can play at. And I don't blame that on anyone but myself. I attacked it this offseason to make sure that this season I do so. And I make the plays that I know that I can make.
Which is admirable and professional, but there's so much out of your control at receiver.
Right.
I mean, is that just something you can't allow to creep into your mindset?
100%. You got to control what you control. That goes for everything in life. Control what you control and make the most out of it. At the end of the day, you know, I'm blessed to play this game. I'm blessed to be out here doing what I love to do every day. So I'm just trying to make the most of it.
Just a couple. Jaden gives you a ceiling now, maybe at quarterback, that you've always dreamed about and that receivers salivate over. It's hard to tell right now, but how often do you find yourself thinking about, if you guys are linked together here for years, what that could look like?
Yeah, it's really cool to think about. But right now, you know, we're just thinking about today, tomorrow, making sure that we build that relationship and gain the trust that we need to know that we're able to make plays on Sundays. So, right now it's just not too much getting to know each other, but creating that chemistry on the field, making sure that we know where each other is going to be at, and when he wants the ball out, when he's going to – where he wants the ball to be, where he wants me to be. It's building the chemistry.
Do you set a statistical goal for yourself? Like Amon-Ra St. Brown, I saw on the receivers Netflix thing, has his own set things in his locker. Do you do anything like that?
Not really, no. I'm just always trying to be better than I was last. That's a big thing for me. I have some goals. I have them written down in my notebook, but those are for me, you know. I'll share those with you guys at the end of the season. Hopefully I exceed those to the max and make a name for myself.
Lastly, what would you tell fans about just the work you guys are putting in as they get ready to see you guys for the first time on Saturday?
Yeah, it's going to be exciting. You're going to get a little preview.
Very minimal preview.
But yeah, it's going to be fun. We can't wait to get out there and compete. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to play our hearts out because that's what this team is made about.
Appreciate you, man.
Yeah.
I've always been impressed with Jahan Dotson since right after he was drafted and we had him on for the first time. Terrific guy to talk to. Just an impressive young man. And I'm pulling for him to bounce back this year because, you know, last year had to be brutal on him. But it's also really important for this organization that Jahan Dotson can get back to playing more along the lines of how he did as a rookie. Because if last year is going to be the norm and that is what you're getting from him, then not only did you miss in the first round at 16 when you drafted him, but you're in the market for wide receiver and you massively now need to go find an upgrade. It's a significant major dilemma going forward with your rookie contract quarterback to have, rather than just McLaurin and a bunch of down the depth chart guys, you need to go out and get another X factor. You need to go out and get a player who can stretch out defenses and really give coordinators fits.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.